And the government's pursuit of Bill Shorten and his union past has backfired. The Employment Minister, Michaela Cash, is facing mounting calls to resign.
There might be a member of Senator Cash's staff who's just resigned, but the wrong person has resigned. There needs to be a resignation here because it defies credulity that Senator Cash gave false information 5 times to the Senate and her staff said nothing. No, no, no.
Labor frontbencher Tony Burke in full flight. Well, our political editor Alison Carabine is back with us. Alison, the AW affair has clearly blown up in the government's face, but these calls for the minister to resign, Nick Xenophon said they're not reasonable.
Yeah, Nick Xenophon is definitely giving Michaela Cash the benefit of the doubt, but there is a pretty compelling case against the minister. Now, she is saying that it wasn't until dinner time last night that she was informed that her staffer had tipped off the media, but that does stretch credulity a bit, Fran. She was in Senate estimates all day, emphatically denying her offers had anything to do with it. The Prime Minister was also asked about it on several occasions in question time, but it took until the end of the day for the staffer, David DeGaris, to fess up. That's the minister's version of events. If that is how the day unfolded, Fran, then it's pretty remarkable that it took her that long to be advised. Now, we all know if that she was aware of it before the dinner break, then she has misled Parliament, and that's a pretty clear-cut sackable offence. But regardless of what she knew and when, the minister's office has politicised the AFP all to try and damage Bill Shorten, and that makes her position pretty sticky, Fran.
Yeah, and it's tough for the Prime Minister too. I mean, he was at the forefront of this attack on Bill Shorten and his union pass. We now understand that the minister and her staffer, the staffer concerned, who's now admitted to leaking that the AFP raids were about to happen, were part of a pre-question time briefing with the Prime Minister. He and the government believe Bill Shorten is Labor's weak link. Does this actually damage Malcolm Turnbull, or do you think it just weakens this particular attack? Or does that depend on who knew what and when?
Yeah, well, the who knew what and when will all come out hopefully in coming days, so we can find out exactly how this did all occur. I think, though, the Prime Minister would be feeling pretty exposed. He's been thundering over the past few days about Labor attacking the independence and the integrity of the Federal Police. Then, lo and behold, it turns out that it's the government who seems to be using the AFP as its own personal plaything. We did have the Prime Minister choosing his words very carefully in question time yesterday. He said Michaela Cash did not leak the raids, but he didn't offer the same assurance when it came to her staff. And now we know, courtesy of Labor, or at least Labor is saying that we had Michaela Cash and David DeGaris in the Prime Minister's office beforehand. Now that suggests that he probably or maybe did know a bit more than what he's letting on, which does make the Prime Minister look a little bit tricky. But I think the bigger problem for the government, though, is just how incompetent it's making them look.
It would absolutely. I mean, this was this story was broken by, as I mentioned earlier, Alice Workman, who's our Friday commentator from BuzzFeed. I mean, it's hard to imagine that surely the staffers would have thought that this would get out, that the media who got leaked by the minister's office, that might get out somehow.
Well, we all work in the same corridor, Fran. Of course it was going to get out. And, you know, really, I mean, the government would have thought that it was on a big winner, dragging up Bill Shorten's union pass, keeping his union days at the forefront of voters' mind. But it's just turned out to be a hell of an own goal.
And just very briefly, this Royal Commission into Bill Shorten's efforts, we've had that. Now we've got the Registered Orgs Commission. That's an ongoing monitor, really. It's a new body. Does this undermine its credibility so early?
Well, there is a danger of that, though, through no fault of its own. This is the Commission's first high-profile investigation, Fran, and it looks like it's being derailed by what appears to be a political vendetta, so its credibility is on the line. But so too is the government's credibility when it comes to going after Bill Shorten and the unions. You just have to look at its recent record, the Royal Commission. Nothing stuck on Bill Shorten from the Royal Commission. There was then the double dissolution to set up the Commission and the ABCC, and the government nearly lost office in the process. And now there's this mess. It all began with what was probably an ill-advised referral of the GetUp donation to registered organisations. Might be time to rethink the strategy, Fran.
Well, we'll be speaking to Senator Abetz About this, Eric Abetz about this later. He also referred the GetUp donation to the Registered Organisations Commission. So we'll be talking to him after 8:30. Alison, thank you very much.
Thank you, Fran.
Alison Carabine, our political editor.